Hi friends. So I am going to share with you guys a little bit of personal information here in the next few minutes. I've got an update for you about what's going on with our family here at Storytime with Philip and Mommy. And it's got some kind of grown-up stuff in it. And it might be a little confusing for some small ears, but I'm just throwing that out at you. If you want to skip this, it takes me about 3 minutes to say all the things I need to say. If you want to skip the next 3 minutes, you can go right into the story. Otherwise, thank you for listening. Okay, hello friends. Mommy here. And I wanted to give you guys an update so you know what's going on here with Storytime. We're going to be playing a few stories from our catalog. We're going to pull some of our greatest hits for you. So you're going to have some repeat stories here for a few days. And I am so sorry. We like to give new stories every day, but we've had some difficulties in the past week. And I'll just quickly, briefly tell you about that. We had, Philip started not feeling well, and we took him to the hospital and did a brain scan, and they found that there was a tumor in his brain, and we were very, very, very blessed that we were in a hospital that had a great neurosurgeon, and he was going to get in there and get that surgery taken care of, and now Philip is resting, and we are very hopeful, and until we know exactly what's going on here, we are going to be not trying to push him sitting up or thinking or anything like that. So we're just going to not do a bunch of brand new stories for a while, but we hope to get back on our feet here very soon and be able to continue our journey through literature. And if you want to know more about what's going on, you can pop into our Instagram, and there's some links there that will share more information and ways you can help if you are feeling like that's something you want to do. And for those of you who have reached out and have been kind, I am so grateful. I am so thankful for the sweet, sweet things that you have all said, and your encouragement and your support and the love that we have felt, Philip and I. This has been a very hard journey for us. And we are grateful for the family, the Storytime with Philip and Mommy family. And I am grateful for all of you. And so stick with us, and we will we'll be back at it again as soon as the doctors say that's okay. All right. Thanks, friends. Okay, so today's story is called A Mother for Choco, and it's by Keiko Kazza, and it is read today by Mommy and
Philip.
Are you just Philip today? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the way I like you. That's how I like you best. Are you ready? Okay. Choco was a little bird who lived all alone. He wished he had a mother, but who could his mother be? One day he set off to find her. First, Choco met Mrs. Giraffe.
"Oh, Mrs. Giraffe,"
he cried.
You're yellow just like me. Are you my mother?"
"I'm sorry," sighed Mrs. Giraffe, "but I don't have wings like you."
Next, Choco met Mrs. Penguin.
"Oh, Mrs. Penguin,"
he cried,
"you have wings just like me. Are you my mother?"
I'm sorry, said Mrs. Penguin, but I don't have big round cheeks like you.
Then Mrs. Choco met Mrs. Walrus.
Oh, Mrs. Walrus,
he cried.
You have big round cheeks like me. Are you my mother?
Now look,
grumped Mrs. Walrus.
I don't have striped feet like you, so don't bother me.
Wow. I don't think I like Mrs. Walrus and her attitude, do you? Mm-mm. Nah, but some people are like Mrs. Walrus. Some people say, don't bother me.
I hate her attitude of gratitude.
She does not have an attitude of gratitude. And we try not to use that word if we can find another word that would do better. Maybe you could say you really don't care for her attitude of gratitude. She doesn't have an attitude of gratitude. She has an attitude of ingratitude, right? Yeah, okay.
No matter where Choco searched, he couldn't find a mother who looked just like him. So maybe we should stop at this point and describe him, because they've kind of hinted at it throughout the story. There's something special about him. What kind of creature is Choco?
Bird.
A bird. And what color is he?
Yellow.
And can you describe his features? What color is his beak?
Blue.
And his wings actually are not all yellow. What else are they?
They're blue.
Uh-huh. And what about his feet?
Striped orange and black.
Yeah, I think it's blue, actually. I think it's the same kind of yellow and blue. That's kind of hard to tell. Let's see what happens next. When Choco saw Mrs. Bear picking apples, he knew she couldn't be his mother. Mrs. Bear didn't look like him at all. Choco was so sad he started to cry.
Mommy, mommy, I need a mommy.
Mrs. Bear came running to see what was the matter. As she listened to Choco's story, she sighed.
Oh dear, if you had a mommy, what would she do?
Oh, I'm sure she would hold me,
sobbed Choco.
Like this?
Asked Mrs. Bear, and she held Choco very tight.
Yes, and I'm sure she would kiss me too,
said Choco.
Like this?
Asked Mrs. Bear, and then she lifted Choco and gave him a big kiss. I bet that probably felt nice.
Yes, and I'm sure she would sing and dance with me to cheer me up,
said Choco.
Like this?
Asked Mrs. Bear, and they sang and danced together. What song do you think they could possibly be singing? I don't know either. I suppose we could try to pretend like we were them later on and see if we could kind of find a song. When they stopped to rest, Mrs. Bear turned to Choco and said,
Choco, maybe I could be your mother.
You?
Choco cried.
You aren't yellow, and you don't have wings, or big round cheeks, or striped feet like me.
My goodness, said Mrs. Bear. That would make me look very funny.
Choco thought it was funny, too. And I have to say, in the picture, watching what they would look like if Mrs. Bear had all the same features as Choco, I think it's pretty funny looking, too, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Well, said Mrs. Bear,
my other children are waiting for me at home. why don't you join us for apple pie, Choco?
Apple pie sounded wonderful to Choco. So off they went. And when they arrived, Mrs. Bear's other children rushed out to greet her.
Choco,
said Mrs. Bear,
meet Hippy, Allie, and Piggy. I'm their mother, too.
The sweet smell of apple pie and the sound of laughter soon filled Mrs. Bear's home. After their delicious treat, Mrs. Bear gave all her children a big, warm bear hug, and Choco was very happy that his new mommy looked just the way she did. And I love that all of Mrs. Bear's children have something special and unique about them. They don't all look the same. In fact, they don't all even look really like bears, do they?
One's a pig.
Mm-hmm.
One's a bird.
Mm-hmm.
One's an alligator.
Uh-huh.
And one's a hippo.
Right, but you know what? They're all brothers and sisters because they all belong to Mrs. Bear.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling like they all get apple pie, and they all get hugs and kisses, and they all get to play together. And it doesn't really matter if they're bears or not, because she loves them all the same. Isn't that wonderful? And that's the end.